Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Tech and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 221. John Senecal and Brian Shackman here. Listen, we're going to be fast and furious. We're going to give, you know, a little push on the playoffs, a little post mortem on the Yanks and the Red Sox. We'll give a little pay homage to Mike Greenwell, the Gator. And we'll do some other stuff. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I noticed that every time we start talking, I feel like the music next door gets louder.
They start thumping.
Notice that? It was fine. Next thing you know, as soon as you went into your
thunk, thunk, thunk. So we were right next to another radio station, Hot 93.7.
Like Flo Rida, I think.
It's all hip hop, and when they get thumping,
they are thumping.
They are thumping. But that is the life we lead. Anyway, baseball. I mean, for me, about the playoffs, and again, the championship series are starting, ALCS, NLCS. We are recording on Monday morning, the 13th of October, so we already have one game under the belt in the American League with the Mariners.
The Blue Jays lose! The Blue Jays lose!
I mean, I'm no different than I was before. I want Milwaukee and Seattle in the World Series. And as Matt Sarois, who produces the show and produces my morning show on WTIC News Talk 1080, neither team has won a World Series. So you would have a team that has never won a World Series, which I think would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, and when you also have Seattle, you know, Seattle you have Seattle, you have Milwaukee, and you have Toronto. Toronto's 93, right?
Yeah, but listen, I want Milwaukee and Seattle because neither team has ever won it.
I don't want Toronto. I'll tell you that. They annoy me, obviously, because they beat the Yankees.
And everyone hates the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers are... I mean, listen, the Dodgers are the Dodgers, right? They're going to be there because they have the resources. They have just unlimited... Like, there's guys playing on that team I've never even heard of. On an NLCS roster, I'm like, who is this guy? I mean, I'm not talking pitching. There's like random, like, position players. So, like, they are deep. They're deeper than can be, but they got their work cut out for them with the Brewers. The Brewers, actually, if you believe it or not, the Brewers have beat them every game this season. They're 6-0 against the Dodgers.
Well, that makes me worried about it.
Yeah, so that being said, now the Dodgers also have hit like 80 more home runs this year than the Brewers, so they're the complete opposite teams. Like, right. The Brewers are the teams the Yankees should be, and the Dodgers are the team the Yankees are trying to be, right? So that's the way I look at it.
I mean, I think the Dodgers can hit home runs, but they can also play baseball, whereas the Yankees can only hit home runs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Dodgers, the Yankees are trying. Well, yeah. In the grand scheme of things, the Yankees are basically the Dodgers with a little bit more versatility.
So I'm. What are you calling then? Because I'm pretty clear. I want Milwaukee, Seattle. You're saying that you think the Dodgers are going to beat the Brewers.
I just feel like in the grand scheme of things, when it comes down to it, the Dodgers always find a way to win. I mean, like, how the hell was the baseball game going to end the way it did against the Phillies? Yes, they were up in the series, but you win that game again. That's momentum swing. But no, and it's happened once in the history of Major League Baseball. Other than that, where a game has ended in a walk-off error, like that just doesn't happen. And somehow it happens to the Dodgers. That's not going to happen for the Yankees. I'll tell you that. Like that's just the way it works. I feel like the Dodgers just somehow find their way in. But yes, I agree with you 100%, Brian. To stick it to the ratings lovers, I would love to see Seattle against Milwaukee. And I think that would be a gritty series. But I do believe Seattle is going to beat the Blue Jays. Not just because I hate the Blue Jays right now, other than George Springer, hometown boy.
Yep.
I don't like their vibe, but I think the Mariners are a better team.
I just think that they got some. I like their star quality a little bit, and I like the city. I want them to win, and I'm not anti-Canada or anti-Toronto. Seattle has Hall of Fame. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. never won a World Series. I just think it's great. Milwaukee Brewers, may Bob Uecker rest in peace. Just, I mean, those are the teams because it shows that you don't have to be the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox to win. And I think that's a good message. And the truth is, like, who gives a crap about Oklahoma City Thunder? Like, but it was good that a non-classic city won it.
Yeah.
And like, imagine if a city that you actually like a little more, like a Seattle or a Milwaukee, won it. I just think it's actually better for the game, even if the ratings aren't as good.
Yeah, the ratings won't be great, obviously, but the energy will be there. And I would argue that the energy would probably be better than if you had like a Yankees-Dodgers series, because you'll have the fans in the stands as the game starts, not in the fifth inning, even in a playoff game or World Series game. So, and they're rabid. The fans are rabid. I mean, it was loud.
Seattle is a place. I mean, that is a place. And if people who don't know, yes, they lost the Supersonics, but they support their MLS team like crazy. Their NFL team does extremely well, and the NHL team has done incredibly well. So it is a good sports town, believe it or not. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Let's just do a minute or two on our teams. I mean, the Yankees, I think they deserve to lose. I don't think they played well enough.
No.
If I were a Yankee fan, I'd be extremely optimistic, though, believe it or not, about the future. But give me your take.
So my take is, and I said it before, I think the Yankees need to figure out a way to get rid of Giancarlo, because with him on the team, you're stuck. You're stuck in so many different ruts. You can say all you want about him running into home runs and getting on a hot streak, but you can't have a guy on your team that can't run the bases. Right, you can't have a guy on your team that you can't count on scoring from second unless the ball bounces off the wall and rattles around in the corner.
It limits you fielding-wise.
It limits you insanely amount of time, right? All over the field it limits you. Now, he has $54 million left on his contract. He has 2 more years left on his contract.
That's actually not a lot.
The Marlins are paying $10 million of each of those last 2 years. So when you think about it, the Yankees only owed like $34 million of that money. So you could swing him to a team and eat half of that, and if you're a team that needs a right-handed DH and you could get a guy like Giancarlo for $7 million a year, that's a great deal.
Totally.
That's a great deal, even if you had to platoon him with a left-handed bat towards the end of his career. Let's be honest, he's probably not going to play after this contract runs out in 2 years because he's just not versatile. Great player. I have nothing against the guy. He was a great Yankee, held accountable, always said the right thing, never tried to make excuses. Yes, he couldn't stay on the field, but that's how baseball works. Like, if you're going to fall apart, at least he kept playing, right? And did what he could do. I think you need to get rid of him because it opens your versatility. Now, a lot of people will say you need to get rid of, like, try to shop Rodon. Why his value's high? He's got a couple, 3 more years left in his contract. I just said it a couple seconds ago. Look at the Dodgers. You can't get rid of pitching. You have to hold on to pitching. Mm-hmm. If you're going to keep Clark Schmidt's coming back. Garrett Cole's coming back. You got Schlittler coming back. You got Will Warren. You know, maybe you deal with Will Warren, but if you're going to deal anybody, you look at dealing a guy like Luis Gil, who has control, who has issues with walks. You can't fix that. That's hard to fix. Pitcher with no control is hard to fix. So if you're going to look to deal someone, you deal him. You try to get rid of someone like him, right?
Listen, Garrett Cole, Luis Gil, Rodon, Max Fried, Schlittler.
Yeah.
They're going to have the best starting pitching in all of baseball.
You'd think so if it stayed healthy, but you thought that going into this season. That's why I'm saying you can't get rid of pitching. The Dodgers didn't get rid of pitching, and look at where they are now. They're stacked going into the playoffs. They had guys sitting around all year doing nothing on the IL, right? And then you look at the Yankees more and you say, the home run or nothing's got to go. I mean, you can say
they got to play better baseball.
You got to play better baseball. Yep. So you need to, you have to make tough decisions. You know, you have to see a guy like Ben Rice, you know, that's an all or nothing player. Say what you want, right? And he's a left-handed bat, and his weakness showed in the playoffs. He ran into a few, but he couldn't hit good, right? Anthony Volpe, you got to fix that. I think he struck out more than I think than like, what, anyone in the history in postseason?
It was bad.
It was bad, right? But you got to look around. You got to get creative. You have to make those tough decisions. You have to get rid of those players. You have to be able to trade a Spencer Jones, or you have to be able to get rid of, like, maybe you get rid of Dominguez.
But so would you give up on Volpe? Like, are you done?
If you could get a shortstop replacement, yes. But people will start screaming and yelling and say, go get Bo Bichette. That's not going to be an upgrade defensively. Bo Bichette's not going to be a shortstop in the major leagues. He's not. He'd be great if you could put him at third base, but you got Ryan McMahon sitting there. No one's going to take him because he can't hit, right? And he's a great defender. He's a great defender for what you're paying him. You can work around him. But what I'm saying is,
but he's not your third baseman on a World Series winning team.
Right. What you can't do is have 7, 8, and 9 year order guaranteed outs, and that's what the Yankees had.
Yeah.
So you need to go out and you need to try to get a guy maybe like a Jacob Wilson from Sacramento or wherever they are, right?
Because
they love trading players. They love trading players, right? You get a guy like him who doesn't strike out, gets on base. He doesn't walk a lot, but he's disruptive. He hits the ball. He puts it in play. He doesn't strike out on balls in the other batter's box. Yankees need to make some tough decisions. And if the last two seasons haven't shown you that you need to get better on the base pass, you need to manufacture runs. You're better off wasting two outs and getting a runner from first to home than you are hoping to hit a home run.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
I mean, it's a very simple concept, but to do that, you need to get rid of Stanton. You have to. Yeah. You cannot go forward and turn that team into what it is.
But this is I think the point is well taken. This is the first year where financially it really makes sense on both sides, right? I mean, they would have probably had to eat too much in the previous years, but now with 2 years left and what is being paid already by Miami, and you eat a little bit of that. I mean, even if you eat almost all of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, even at 100%,
they can write that off.
Exactly.
If Penn State can fire their coach and eat $50 million, then I think you can eat
$34 million.
Yeah, but
there's all sorts of the taxes and all that. But listen, if you want to win, you got to get into the tax threshold. It's just how it works, because you might be under it, but then you have to get the players that are coming through, not free agency, but as you trade during the season, right? Unless you're way under it, like a non-competing team, you're always going to be near that threshold.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Schack, and this is episode 221 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'll be very short with the Sox. They do not have the depth at pitching, although they have decent pitching. But to me, they have to solve first base, and they have to add at least one legit top three starter. And that's to me like the baseline. And then after that, I mean, I just don't know. I think the Red Sox have some really good talent. But I think they need – I don't know if Casas can get his life together. I don't know. But they need to get a frontline starter, and they need to get 30 and 90 out of first base.
So what is your solution to that? Is it a trade or is it a free agent? Because I'm looking at the free agent first baseman, and the big name is Alonso, right?
Yeah, I would love Alonso
in
Boston.
Alonso would be awesome in Boston. He would be awesome. His bat
is he worth $50 million?
His bat projects,
so, but
he is going to command $25 to $30 million a year.
I think more.
30
depends on the length. So you got 30 this year for a one.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I just don't see him signing that deal again. I don't see him signing a kind of deal again. He has to get like a multi-year deal.
Oh yeah. I mean, of course.
Right.
I mean, he wanted 3 to 5 this year. Didn't get it. Took the money. Bet on himself, and it's going to pay off. I think you need at least 3 years. And like
110, 120,
something like that. Yeah. And do I think that it'll make a lot of people in the Red Sox clubhouse angry because they spent years not spending money on people. But do I think it's worth it? Yeah, because you know what? Boston would love him.
Yeah, he would be great.
And by a little low key, we used to live in Braintree. I don't know if he married her or they broke up, but he used to date a girl from Boston because he got his haircut by the same person I did one summer, like 4 or 5 years ago. So like he's been around Boston, and let's be honest, he fits the mold.
If you get him, bring him in, that frees up the opportunity to maybe use Cassis in a trade package or whatever.
Who's going to take him?
I know. I was just going to say, but he's injured. But here's the big if here is if you bring Bregman back and you have those two on the corners with that leadership in the clubhouse,
But Bregman's going to be the same thing. It's going to cost you a lot of money.
So will the Red Sox pony up something like that? Now you say frontline starter. What are we talking about?
I have
no
idea what's available.
Chris Sale's 37 years old.
He's not coming back.
He's probably not going to pitch. You got Chris Bassett's 37. Michael King is 31. Dylan Cease is 30.
Is Michael King a lefty?
Michael King's a righty.
Okay. He used to be
Dylan
a Yankee,
Cease,
right?
Framber Valdez is 32 years old. He's a lefty, good left-handed pitcher. A little bit of injury issues, and he's coming from, he might want to come see Alex Bregman again.
Or Cora,
right? So I'm looking, Shota Imanaga, Patrick Corbin, blah. Verlander's 43, dude.
Yeah, no. The point is...
Nasty Nestor's 31. Giolito's going to be gone.
There's not a lot out there, is your point. And
there's not
true.
A ton out there, but I mean, there is some serviceable guys out there.
Yeah, but they need more than... I mean, when I just told you, Gerrit Cole, I mean, Cam Schlittler, you look at him, you're like, would I take a guy in his mid-20s who throws 101
with control?
So basically
what you're telling me is they need to go out and trade for someone.
I think so.
So if you can't, you're not going to solve your issue with a Dylan Cease,
no,
or
none of those guys.
Ranger Suarez, Framber Valdez,
no.
Jack Flaherty.
Valdez interests me a little
Freddie
bit.
Freddie Peralta.
No, you need to figure it out. But who are you going to trade? And who are you going to trade that's going to get some back?
Well, the trade is.
I don't want to trade Duran. I don't.
That's your chip. Marcelo Mayer hurt. You don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
Roman Anthony, great player, under contract, never trading him.
No.
Right. So there's your option. Marcelo Mayer. Christian Campbell under contract. You can trade a contract like that because it's low, but these guys haven't proven themselves right.
Well, I mean, you sent Campbell back to the minors. Mayer hasn't had enough of a sample size. And you know Anthony's a star. He's not going anywhere. And Casas is a head case.
Isn't it amazing how fast all the players you had to trade just changed like that?
Yeah.
But you did get them. You did trade. You did sign a few of them, right?
But look at, like, going back, like, look at Volpe, who was going to be the next Jeter.
Yeah.
Look at him. I mean, things happen fast. And it's true. I thought Casas, after he went to the, was it the World Baseball Classic?
Mm-hmm.
He played so well. Or is whatever it, there was. He was in some tournament right after college where he, might have been even the Olympics, where I was like, this guy's coming to us. He's going to be a superstar.
And isn't it amazing how injuries can just make you forget about a player so quickly?
Yeah.
Like, they just disappear. Like, you're like, wait, we still got that guy?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to give up on Casas. I don't, but I mean, I like Bobby Dalbec too, you know, and like,
right.
I get sucked in by a sweet swing. So,
but if the opportunity is there to get a player like Pete Alonso, who's proven, who you know exactly what you'll get with him, exactly what you're going to get.
You'll get 265 and 40 homers
and 110 RBIs.
You know what?
Every single year.
And it would be, I honestly would overpay to get him, and I think he'd want to come, to be honest. And so I think I would make that my number one priority would be to sign that guy. Anyway, listen, he's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. Real quick before we go, I grew up in the, I'm a child of the 80s, and, you know, I never was a big Jim Rice guy, but you think about left field for the Boston Red Sox, going back to Ted Williams. You went Ted Williams, Hall of Fame. You went Carl Yastrzemski, Hall of Fame. You went Jim Rice, Hall of Fame. Who followed up Jim Rice? Mike Greenwell.
Yep.
Now, he's not a Hall of Famer, but people were stunned when they realized he played 11, 12 years in the majors. I loved Gator. He had a great swing, that inside-out swing. Would he play in 2025? I don't think so, because he couldn't hit home runs, really. But that guy could crank out doubles and hit 300 in his sleep. And he was just so different because he wasn't a boss. You know, he was just from the South and just different. And I sort of lost track of him a bit. I guess he was a public servant, and
he was a commissioner, Lee County commissioner in Florida.
But he had cancer, and I mean, so I look back at him. You know, was he as dynamic as those other guys? But like, do I think he carried the mantle respectably? I do think he did.
Yeah,
he had tough shoes to fill.
Huge shoes to fill. It's like taking over shortstop, kind of like for Jeter. It's not. That's not easy lineage to live up to. What I was surprised with is how young he was, right, when he first started, because he came out of high school.
Yep.
He started in the majors as a 21-year-old, and he was gone by 32.
I know, young.
Young. So, I mean, I didn't like delve into like what it was that, you know, it had to be obviously, you know, that 12 years in Major League Baseball is a long time, right? It beats up your body and playing your whole life. So it had to be, you know, his body was wearing down, but still at age, what, 32?
Yeah, so young.
To just disappear.
I personally didn't know that myself. That means a career 300 hitter.
Yeah.
Which I don't care if you don't make the Hall of Fame. If you played more than 10 years in the majors and you hit over 300, that's incredible.
Yeah, 1,400 hits in 12 years. So, I mean, that's impressive. And if you look at the seasons that he did play, he only really played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 real full seasons of those 12.
Right.
The rest of the time were like, a lot of them were less than 100 games.
He got hurt a little bit. And what I would say, though, when you have a guy who can have an OPS in the 900s who doesn't hit home runs, I mean, look at that year that he was the runner-up in the MVP voting.
88, right?
He lost to Canseco, who was obviously juiced. Look at his numbers from a baseball perspective. They're incredible.
119 RBIs, 325 batting average.
How many home runs?
22 home runs. That's the most home runs he hit in his career.
So to knock in 119, my point is, to knock in 119 on 22 home runs, that's a baseball player.
39 doubles. And it just goes to show you, too, how much the game has changed now. So much.
Yep.
It's changed so much. Like, those are huge numbers then. 39 doubles then. If someone hit 50 doubles then, just, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. Yep. Got to be kidding me. And then what did he see? He had
Like a 956 OPS.
416 on-base percentage, 531 slug, 946 OPS.
Yeah. I mean, so to me, like, to hit 22 home runs and have that OPS and that many RBIs means you're a baseball player in a classic sense. And that's what he was. He was just a ball player. And it's different. Today it's just tee to green. You know, the home run is just, it's a different vibe in the Moneyball era. But, like, I love looking at his numbers when he passed away because it speaks to a different era, which is bananas because he wasn't around that long ago.
No, and he also, you know, only two All-Stars. He really didn't win any other kind of awards or anything.
No, he just had that one money season.
But, you know, you wonder if he was healthy, right? Like, if he actually, because like I said, he did not play more than like six full seasons.
I feel like he was the guy sitting next to Boggs on the plane drinking 20 beers. I feel like, you know, those guys didn't take care of their bodies in the same
he's
way.
He's the guy behind the guy, too. Like, he was, I remember when I was collecting baseball cards, when I got to, like, this is my age, like 11, 12, 13, 14 is his wheelhouse right there. And when I'm collecting baseball cards, he was a big deal on the baseball card market then.
Totally. So. Anyway, RIP Mike Greenwell, the Gator. It was pretty cool stuff. Any last thoughts before we say goodbye?
No, I think it's going to be real interesting, kind of David Goliath, the Brewers against the Dodgers. And we all know that the Blue Jays, as we speak, are down 1-0. So Yankee fans rejoice, and hopefully we can say the Blue Jays lose.
Blue Jays lose.
Yeah. Be careful what you say, because you never know. Your contract runs up. You're going to be like in your late 30s. You never know who you'll end up looking to hit DH home runs for. So all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you can cross one team off the list for... You talking about Vlad Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. You've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.